session will be on the topic of presidential power, part of the theme for today of the best of times and the worst of times, and Professor Zoll of Arizona State University will be the chairman. Thank you very much for coming.
Good morning. Before introducing the speakers, may I be permitted to express my great pleasure being here, first place, and also sharing a podium with such two distinguished gentlemen as the scholars that I will introduce to you very shortly. The title of this seminar, Presidential Power, is of course a most intriguing one, and certainly can be approached from a variety of perspectives and varying interpretations, and I have no doubt that the two speakers of this morning will display this range of possible approaches, to say nothing of their own virtuosity. I might add, before introducing the first speaker, that some information which I have available rather suggests that in the president's immediate family, a considerable philosophical and or ideological war is going on among his advisors as to, quite separated from the Watergate situation, as to the directions of policy which the executive branch ought to take, and considering the fact that this ongoing dialogue continues in the White House, I think that the remarks which we will make this morning will maybe be particularly pertinent to this apparently shifting and as yet inconclusive determination of policy. It's a great pleasure for me to be here primarily because I know both of these gentlemen and have unending admiration for their talents. By mutual agreement, Professor Peter Witkowski is going to speak first. And I realize the dangers of indulging in a cliché, but Pete Witkowski is one of these people that in conservative circles needs no introduction. He is currently public affairs fellow at the Hoover Institution, and as I'm certain most of the audience knows, is the author of almost an ongoing sequence of books. Let me list two or three of them for you, and if I may comment very briefly upon them. He is the author of a most intriguing work called The Wisdom of Conservatism, which was published in 1971, and then a book a year up until the present, including Education, Threat, and Standards, What Went Wrong with American Education, that was 1973, and the one for this year is an intriguing book, which I haven't had, has a very intriguing title, but I confess I haven't read it yet, entitled Gibbon for Moderns. There is something very much, I think, of the Renaissance man about Professor Witkowski. Has a very rich background in science, an extraordinarily able historian, is obviously much imbued with the traditions of political and social philosophy, takes an active interest and is an important social critic in the area of public affairs, and I could not imagine anyone that I would like to listen to more on the subject of presidential power. Please.